If there's anybody at the back who would like to sit down, there's some very comfortable seats at the front here.
Ima li neko od ostraga ko bi htio sjesti ovdje napred na vrlo ugodna sjedala?
Some people like to stand. I like to stand sometimes.
Neki ljudi vole stajati, ja isto volim stajati ponekad.
How many of you are here? How many are guests for the very first time today?
Ko od vas je gost danas po prvi put?
One. Stick your hand up high.
Yeah. Dignite ruke visoko.
Okay. Two.
Dva.
So we can give them a very nice Vaishnav welcome. Hari Bol! A kind of revolution started this year from Mayapur.
Ove godine u Mayapuru počela jedna vrsta revolucije.
I'm brought up in the West.
Ja sam odgojen na zapadu.
I may look Indian, but...
Možda izgledam kao Indijac, ali...
We're all accustomed to going to a gala performance, and if the performance is good, what do we do?
Ja sam se navikao ići na gala izvedbe i ako je to u redu, šta onda radimo?
Or if we go to a nightclub,
ili odemo u noćni klub,
and the performance is good,
predstava je dobra,
what do we do? But in India, generally speaking,
ali u Indiji generalno govoreći,
we're in Vedic culture,
u vedskoj kulturi,
if we like a lecture or we're expressing our joy about something,
ako nam se sviđa lekcija ili želimo izraziti na našu radost u vezi nečega,
what do we do?
Što onda radimo?
Hari Bol! Or sadhu, sadhu. Or in Hindi is shabash. So this revolution spread from Mayapur to Vrindavan, and now it's making its way to the West.
Ta revolucija se proširila iz Mayapura u Vrindavan i sada se širi prema zapadu.
Because even in at least Vrindavan, by Mayapur I mean the Mayapur festival.
Pod Mayapur podrazumijeva Mayapur festival.
Even in Bombay, the Indian devotees have become accustomed, or they have been trained up by the Western devotees to clap.
Čak i u Bombaju bakte Indici su istrenirani od strane zapadnjačke bakte za plješće.
So, I guess I've been coming here to Zagreb for the last 7 years or so.
Ja dolazim u Zagreb već 7 godina.
There have been ups and downs.
Dolazila do uspona i padova.
But I can see there's some improvement.
Ali vidim da postoji određeni napredak.
One very good thing is you start your program on time, which many temples don't do.
Jedna dobra stvar je što počinjete svoj program na vrijeme, što mnogi templovi ne čine.
If there's a program at the temple, most devotees know it's ISKCON standard time. In other words, it'll start about half an hour to an hour late.
Kad je neki program u hramu, onda se zna da po ISKCON standardnom vremenu će početi pola sata do sat vremena kasnije.
And what that does is if you start late, then people say, oh, okay, and they come a little later than late.
I onda ljudi kažu, aha, počinje kasnije, onda ću ja doći još malo kasnije od kasnije.
And then you think, oh, there's not enough people here yet, let's start a little later.
I onda organizatori pomisle, nemaš dovoljno ljudi, počet ćemo i mi malo kasnije.
Those people who came late and you're starting on time according to when they come, they think, oh, I can come a little later.
I onda oni ljudi koji su zakasnili, a mi smo počeli na vrijeme za njih, onda oni misle mogu doći još malo kasnije.
And in that way you start the next morning.
Na taj način se počne program sljedećeg jutra.
Srila Prabhupada was very particular about time.
Srila Prabhupada je bio vrlo izričit što se tiče vremena.
He didn't waste his time and he didn't waste other people's time also.
Nije pogrešno koristio ili zlopotrebljavao svoje vrijeme ni vrijeme drugih ljudi.
Another improvement that I have been complaining about all over Slovenia, Croatia, Serbia, Bosnia, and the improvement is here. We now know who is sponsoring these programs.
A druga stvar u vezi koje sam se ja žalio po Sloveniji, Srbiji, Bosni i Hrvatskoj je da sada znamo ko je organizator ovih programa.
In fact, we could even go so far as getting oh, that's cloth of some kind, it's not just paper, right?
Ovo je tkanina, nije samo neki papir, je li tako?
It looks like paper.
Gleda kao papir.
We could even go so far as to get a Rexine. Rexine is like a plastic cloth. Plastic.
Možemo ići tako daleko da nabavimo neku vrstu plastike ili plastične tkanine.
Because I don't think this is going to change for a long, long time.
Jer mislim da se na ovom natpisu neće dolaziti do promjena dugo, dugo vremena.
So, this week is a fairly auspicious week in the sense that there are many holidays or holy days.
Sljedeći tjedan je povoljan u smislu da ima puno svetih dana.
Formerly people used to take holidays on holy days and they would become more religious on those days.
Ljudi su ponekad imali praznike samo na svete dane i na te dane bi postojali još više religiozni.
Now they take holidays and go to the coast or go to the wherever, the park, or forget the church.
Danas za praznike idu na obalu i zaboravljaju na crkvu.
So we actually have by some people's calculation too many holy days. No work gets done.
Po nekima mi imamo previše praznika i nikakav posao se ne obavlja.
Today is an interesting day. It's called Janu Saptami.
Danas je interesantan dan koji se zove Janu Saptami.
I'm sure you're all familiar with that day.
Siguran sam da vam je svima poznat taj dan.
Janu was the son of Gadi.
Janu je bio sin Gadija.
And in case you haven't heard of Gadi, Gadi was the name for Vishwamitra.
A u slučaju da niste čuli za Gadija, to je bilo ime Vishwamitre.
You know Vishwamitra, right?
Znate Vishwamitra, za me.
So he was a Kshatriya. His father's name was Gadi. He became Gadi Putra, or the son of Gadi, and he is also called Gadi.
On je bio Kshatriya i njegov otac se zvao Gadi, a njegovo ime je bilo Gadi Putra ili također se zvao Gadi.
So his son was Janu. And Saptami means the seventh day.
Znači, njegov sin se zvao Janu, a Saptami znači sedmi dan.
So guess what happens in 4 days?
Zamislite što se desilo za 4 dana.
Ekadasi.
Ekadasi.
The 11th day.
11. dan.
Tuesday is Sita Navami, or the wife of Lord Ramchandra. It is her appearance day, Sita Devi.
Utorak je Sita Navami, dan pojave Sita.
And Friday is the disappearance day of Jayananda Prabhu.
Petak je dan odlaska Jayananda Prabhu.
Jayananda was one of those Vaishnavas who joined Srila Prabhupada in the beginning of his mission in America.
Jayananda je bio jedan od bhakta koji se pridružio Srila Prabhupada u početcima njegovog propovjedanja u Americi.
And when you read about him, you sometimes think, could such a person have actually existed?
I kad čitate o njemu, ponekad se pitate da li je takva osoba stvarno mogla postojati.
So, if you would like, I don't know if you have seen here, but I also have some very nice VCDs of Tamal Krishna Goswami. Have you seen those?
Ne znam
the past times of Tamal Krishna Goswami? How many people have seen?
Koje video filmove o Tamal Krishna Goswami?
Not too many. Well, we could celebrate that on Friday morning.
To možemo proslaviti ponedjeljak ujutro.
Or
u petak ujutro.
Whatever, or I could show on another day. But it seemed Jayananda and Tamal Krishna Goswami were very close. Seemed like a good idea to do both on the same day.
Izgleda da su tamo Krishna Goswami i Jayananda Prabhu bili vrlo bliski i zato bi se to moglo napraviti na isti dan.
And Saturday is the most auspicious of all days.
A u subotu je najpovoljniji od svih dana.
It is Nrsimha Chaturdasi. So, Balasya Neha Sharanam Pitarao Nrsimha Nartasya Chagadam Udanvati Majato Nam. We cannot be safe in this world without the protection of Lord Nrsimhadeva.
Ne možemo biti sigurni u ovom svijetu bez zaštite gospodina Nrsimhadeva.
We may make many arrangements, but even Vaishnavas get diseases and die, have accidents and die.
Možemo raditi mnoge aranžmane, ali čak i bakte se razboljevaju i umiru.
If we get the mercy of Lord Nrsimhadev, and if we have a mission to preach or to do some spiritual work, then we may get an extension on our visa, but ultimately we all have to go.
Ako služimo Nrsimhadeva, imamo propovjedačku misiju u ovom svijetu, onda nam se može produžiti viza, ali u svakom slučaju svi moramo otići iz ovog svijeta.
Then Sunday is the appearance of Srinivasacharya.
U nedjelju je dan pojave Srinivasacharya.
So, and a number of other Vaishnav saints.
Još nekih vaishnavskih svetaca.
So lots of holy days.
To je puno svetih dana.
Today we're going to read from the fourth chapter of the Bhagavad Gita.
Danas ćemo čitati četvrtog poglavlja Bhagavad Gita.
Text number 7.
Text broj 7.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bhagavate Vasudevaya. We're reading from the Bhagavad Gita as it is, with translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, ISKCON Founder Acharya.
Danas čitamo iz Bhagavad Gita sa prijevodima i komentarima njegove božanske milosti A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada.
chapter 4 entitled Transcendental Knowledge.
Četvrto poglavlje pod imenom Transcendentalno znanje.
Text number 9.
Broj 9.
You can repeat along with me.
Možete ponavljati za mnom.
Janma karma cha me divyam.
Janma karma cha me divyam.
Evam yo veti tattataha.
Evam yo veti tattataha.
Tyakva deham punar janma.
Tyakva deham punar janma.
Naiti mameti Arjuna.
Naiti mameti Arjuna.
Janma karma cha me divyam.
Janma karma cha me divyam.
Evam yo veti tattataha.
Evam yo veti tattataha.
Tyakva deham punar janma.
Tyakva deham punar janma.
Naiti mameti so Arjuna.
Naiti mameti so Arjuna.
Translation.
Yeah.
One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities.
Onaj ko poznaje transcendentalnu prirodu moje pojave I mojih aktivnosti.
Does not, upon leaving the body,
se po napuštanju ovog tijela,
take his birth again in this material world,
ponovo rađa u ovom materijalnom svijetu,
but attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna.
Već dostiže moje vrhovno prebivalište, O Arjuna.
It would be nice if we could read the purport, but that would take long time.
Bilo bi lijepo da možemo pročitati smisao, ali bi trajalo predugo.
And we may not have a Bhagavad Gita here.
Nemamo Bhagavad Gita ovdje na Hrvatskoj.
Death is not a problem.
Smrt nije problem.
It is the greatest fear, death.
Smrt je najveći strah.
But it's really one kind of illusion.
Ali to stvar je jedna vrsta iluzije.
When you go to sleep at night,
kada idete spavat noću,
you take birth in a mental body, a dream body.
Rađate se u mentalnom tijelu, tijelu snova.
You do so many things that may appear to be real.
Radite tolike stvari koje mogu izgledati stvarno.
But then you supposedly wake up and you see, oh, that was not real, that was a dream.
Ali se onda nakon nekog vremena probudite I vidite, oh, to je, nije bilo stvarno, to je bio samo san.
But whatever we do in this body, tonight again I will sleep and this body will be like a dream.
Ali što god radimo u ovom tijelu, također kad večeras odemo na spavanje, više neće biti, ući ćemo u novi san.
And of course, finally, we have to get out from the apartment.
I na kraju moramo izaći iz tog stana.
There is an average, a statistic in America about people and their jobs.
Postoji statistika u Americi o ljudima I njihovim zaposlenjima.
On an average, people stay in one job for about 3 years.
U prosjeku osoba ostane na jednom poslu 3 godine.
And then they go to another company, either for a higher salary or better working conditions or whatever.
I onda nakon toga odu u drugu kompaniju zbog veće zarade, boljih radnih uvjeta I tako dalje.
And many of those people change their place of residence.
I mnogi od tih ljudi također mijenjaju svoje mjesto stanovanja.
How many of you in this lifetime have changed your place of residence at least once?
Tko od vas je promijenio svoje stanovanje barem jednom u ovom životu?
Many people.
Mnogi ljudi.
So, you were in one apartment.
Znači, bili ste u jednom stanu.
You were accustomed to that apartment.
Navikli ste se na taj stan.
You painted the walls the way, the color you like.
Okrečili ste zidove u boju koja vam se sviđa.
Green with yellow polka dots and, you know, whatever you like.
Zelena sa žutim točkicama ili koja vam se već sviđa.
You put the furniture the way you like it.
Postavili ste namještaj na način na koji vam se sviđa.
So many things.
Toliko puno stvari.
And then you change your apartment.
I onda ste promijenili taj stan.
And again you had to start over, painting the walls, putting the furniture, understanding what is the vastu, whatever.
I onda ste ponovno u skladu sa vastu morali kreći taj stan, postavljati namještaj i tako dalje.
So death is just changing the apartment.
I smrt je jednostavno promjena stana.
Death is just changing the apartment.
Smrt je jednostavno promjena stana.
Why can't we understand that?
Zašto to ne možemo shvatiti?
People are very attached to their apartments, either the one they live in or the body.
Ljudi su vrlo vezani za svoje stanove, bilo da se radi o onim stanovima u kojima žive ili za svoje tijelo.
Just see how attachment works.
Samo pogledajte kako vezanost funkcionira.
If someone were to come rushing in here just now and say, Volkswagen car, license plate number ZX374ZG, someone stealing your car, please go and see about it.
Kad bi sad neko dotrčao u ovu dvoranu i rekao neko krade automobil sa registarskim oznakama ZG32 nešto, vi bi odmah potrčali.
So you would just sit here and, no, I'll watch the, I'll listen to the lecture. No, you'd get up and you'd run out. My car, police, police.
Ne bi su jednostavno tu rekli, pa bolje ću poslušat lekciju do kraja, nego bi strčali van i zvali policiju.
If you go in a big crowd of people, and people are pushing and shoving.
I ako uđete u veliku gužvu sa ljudima, gdje se ljudi guraju,
and you feel some hand in your pocket and you look at your hand so it's not yours.
I osjećate ruku u džepu i pogledate svoje ruke i shvatite da to nisu vaše ruke u džepu vašem.
And you remember that's where you put your 1,000 kunas.
I sjetite se da ste u taj džep stavili 1,000 kuna svoj.
You would turn around and chase the guy.
Vi bi se okrenuli i potjerali tog čovjeka.
Just imagine it, death. You lose 1,000 rupees, you lose your car, you lose your wife, your children, you lose your body.
A zamislite sad smrt, izgubite 1,000 rupija, izgubite auto, izgubite ženu, djecu, sve, tijelo.
So because of this attachment, we cannot understand that we're going to lose it all. Anyway.
Zbog vezanosti mi ne možemo shvatiti da ćemo to sve izgubiti i ovako i onako.
Today, I hope not today, tomorrow, next month, on Janmashtami, or whatever, sometime you're going to lose everything.
I to će se desiti danas, nadam se ne danas, ili sutra ili za mjesec dana ili na Janmashtami, ali desit će se.
So, it is important for us to try to understand what is happening in this world.
I za nas je važno da pokušamo shvatiti što se dešava u ovom svijetu.
Who am I and what happens at the time of death? Where am I going?
Što se dešava, tko sam ja i što se dešava u trenutku smrti, kuda ja idem?
Krishna is explaining here in this verse how we can understand his position and our position.
Krišna u ovom stihu objašnjava kako možemo shvatiti našu poziciju i njegovu poziciju.
He says that my birth and my activities are very wonderful.
On kaže, moje rođenje i moje aktivnosti su divne.
Generally, this is one of the hardest things for people to understand, that God is a person.
Generalno to je najteže za ljude da shvate da je Bog osoba.
It appears like people belong to a church or a mosque or a temple, and they appear to be worshiping a personal God.
Ljudi koji su prisustvuju u nekoj crkvi ili hramu ili džamiji izgleda kao da obožavaju nekog osobnog Boga.
But by their actions we can see that they have no real understanding of the nature of their relationship with that person.
Ali po njihovim aktivnostima možemo shvatiti da oni nemaju pravo znanje o prirodi odnosa s tom osobom.
Here in the purport in this verse, Srila Prabhupada refers to verse number 6, where Krishna says, Ajopisan avyayatma bhutanam ishwaropisan prakritim svam adishtaya sambhavami atma mayaya. Although I am unborn, aja, and although I am avyaya, or unchangeable, inexhaustible.
U šestom stihu, Šrila Prabhupada se poziva u smislu na šesti stih u kojem Krišna kaže, iako sam ja nerođen i nepromjenjiv.
Prakritim svam adishtaya. Prakriti generally means, we know prakriti as nature, material nature, and Krishna is Purusha. But here Krishna says, Prakritim Swam. Swam means my original nature. Swa means Swadharma, your original occupation, your original nature. And Krishna says, Prakritim Swam Adishtaya.
U ovom stihu se spominje reč prakriti koja obično znači materijalna priroda, dok Puruša znači Krišna ili uživaoc. Međutim, u ovom stihu se reč prakriti odnosi na Krišninu prirodu.
Sambhavami atma maya. Sambhavami means I incarnate, and atma maya means by my own choice I come into the world.
Sambhavami znači ja se inkarniram ili ja se pojavljujem, i to svojom vlastitom voljom.
In the next verse Krishna says yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyutanam adharmasya tadatmanam srijami aham. Whenever there is a decline in religious principles, at that time I come in my personal form.
U sljedećem stihu Krišna kaže, kada god dođe do porasta bezbožnosti, ja se pojavljam u svom osobnom obliku.
And in the next verse he says, paritranaya sadunam vinashaya cha duskritam. I annihilate, or I deal with, the atheists, the demoniac persons, and I bless my devotees.
I u sljedećem stihu Krišna kaže, ja uništavam nevjernike i ateiste i dajem blagoslove svojim bhaktama.
Dharma sansthapanartaya, I re-establish religious principles.
Ja ponovo uspostavljam religiozne principe.
So, when we understand that Krishna is going to come to this world, he comes on a regular basis, and he's going to come, And we have a responsibility towards him, then we can begin to make progress in our own liberation.
Kada mi shvatimo da Krishna dolazi u ovaj materijalni svijet i to da dolazi redovno i da mi imamo određene obaveze prema njemu, onda možemo, onda naš napredak može početi.
For example, we have invited Lord Chaitanya here this afternoon.
Na primjer, mi smo danas pozvali gospodina Chaitanya.
When I came at 5 o'clock, there was some welcome.
Kada sam ja došao ovdje u 5 sati, bila je neka dobrodošlica.
Not that I deserve anything, but just out of respect for my old age or something.
Iz nekog, bila je dobrodošlica iz nekog respekta zbog mojih godina i tako.
Now if your spiritual master came, there would be more respect.
Da je došao vaš duhovni učitelj, bilo bi više respekta.
I have people who talk to me very freely and they're quite relaxed and we have a nice conversation.
Ja poznajem ljude koji sa mnom razgovaraju vrlo opušteno i mi imamo fini razgovor.
And they tell me things that they can't tell their spiritual master, because whenever they get close to him, they start shaking and they can hardly put a garland on. What to speak of, ask questions.
I oni meni kažu neke stvari koje ne mogu reći ni vlastitom duhovnom učitelju, zato jer kad mu priđu ili kad mu žele staviti garland, onda mu se počnu ruke trest i ne mogu ga pitati ništa.
Anybody have that experience?
Ima li takvo iskustvo?
Some of you have. I had that relationship with Prabhupada.
Ja sam imao takav odnos sa Srila
Prabhupadom. I had a lot of association.
Imao sam puno prilike da se družim s njim.
On an average he spent about 8 months a year in India.
U prosjeku on je provodio 8 mjeseci na godinu u Indiji.
And he spent more time in Bombay than any other place.
A više vremena je provodio u Bombaju nego u bilo kojem drugom mjestu.
But I was so much aware of his purity and his transcendental vision that I didn't want him to see my dirty heart.
Ali ja sam bio toliko svjestan njegove čistoće i njegove transcendentalne vizije da mu nisam mogao dozvoliti da vidi moje srce.
So when there would be a darshan, I would try to find somebody that I could sit behind so that I could hear, but Prabhupada couldn't see me.
I kad je bio darshan, ja sam pokušao naći neku osobu iza koje bi se sakrio tako da ja mogu vidjeti Srila Prabhupada, ali da on mene ne može vidjeti.
And that was quite hard because most devotees were pretty skinny.
A to je bilo dosta teško jer su većina bhakta bili dosta mršavi.
But if Lord Krishna walked in the room here.
Ali da gospodin Krishna uđe ovdje u sobu.
Which he can do.
A to on može.
He's here in his archa-vigraha form.
On je ovdje u svojoj archa-vigraha obliku.
We would become very obedient.
Mi bi postali vrlo poslušni.
We would understand that whatever he asks us to do, we would follow.
Shvatili bi da što god on da traži da mi napravimo, mi trebamo to slijediti.
But somehow or other, we don't believe so much in Krishna.
Ali na neki način mi ne vjerujemo toliko u Krishnu.
We like the culture.
Sviđa nam se kultura.
It's very exotic, very mystical. A lot of holidays.
Vrlo egzotična, vrlo mistična, puno praznika.
But are we prepared to atmanivedanam, to give our heart and soul to the service of Krishna?
Ali da li smo spremni za atmanivedanam, da predamo svoje srce i dušu Krishna?
We get distracted by so many other things in this world.
Puno stvari u ovom svijetu nas u tome ometa.
Therefore, Krishna comes and manifests his pastimes so that we can be attracted to him instead of other things.
Stoga Krishna silazi u ovaj materijalni svijet i pokazuje svoje zabave da bi mi mogli biti privučeni tim zabavama, a ne drugim stvarima.
Now, if you're anything like me, you probably have a Kali Yuga memory.
Ako ste imalo slični meni, onda imate Kali Yuga pamćenje.
We forget things we said and did half an hour ago or a day ago. We forget very easily.
Mi vrlo lako zaboravljamo stvari koje smo rekli prije pola sata ili prošli dan.
Therefore, we need to be constantly reminded.
Stoga treba nas uvijek ponovo podsjećati.
Some Indologists and scholars do not believe that the Bhagavad Gita was spoken 5,000 years ago.
Neki indolozi i znanstvenici ne vjeruju da je Bhagavad Gita bila izgovorena prije 5000 godina.
They don't find anything written.
Ne nalaze ništa zapisano.
No books.
Nema knjiga.
Stupid. That means people didn't have to read. Reading is for people who can't remember. They have to read it over and over again.
A oni su glupani zato što ne shvaćaju da ljudima trebaju knjige i trebaju čitati ako stalno zaboravljaju stvari.
You missed on this trip, but maybe next trip, Shrutakarma Maharaj or Prabhu will come here.
Ovaj put ste promašili njegov posjet, ali sljedeći put kad dođe Shrutakarma Prabhu će možda doći ovdje.
Watch him read.
Gledajte kako on čita.
He reads like this.
On tako čita. Jedna stranica u sekundu.
He actually reads and understands. He's got a Dwapara Yuga memory, I think.
On ima sjećanje Dwapara Yuga.
So, formerly people could hear something and remember it.
U prošlosti ljudi su mogli jednostavno čuti određenu stvar i zapamtiti.
But Krishna has to come and remind us again and again.
Ali Krishna mora dolaziti i podsjećati nas ponovo i ponovo.
Now, what is the advantage of constantly remembering Krishna's birth and his activities?
Koja je prednost konstantnog sjećanja o Krishnom rođenju i njegovim aktivnostima?
Tyaktva deham, when you finally do give up this body permanently, punar janma naiti, you won't have to take birth again.
Kada konačno napustimo ovo materijalno tijelo, nećemo se morati ponovno roditi.
I can tell you frankly, having experience, death is highly overrated.
Mogu vam reći iz iskustva, smrt je jako precijenjena.
It's not that big a deal. Not that big a thing. It's not that important.
Nije to tako velika stvar. Nije to tako važno.
What I'm really afraid of is taking birth again and have to go to the same business again and again. In America, there are some Protestant Christians who are really fanatic.
U Americi postoje određeni kršćani protestanti koji su stvarno fanatični.
And they boldly declare that you can't, whether, yeah, unless you bathe in the blood of Jesus, I don't know what that means actually, bathing in the blood. I've heard of Cleopatra bathed in champagne, and you know, some people have real nice soap, but bathing in the blood? Anyway, until you bathe in the blood of Jesus, you can't go to heaven.
I oni kažu, oni su vrlo uvjereni u to da dok se ne okupate u Isusovoj krvi, ne možete, što god to značilo, ja sam čuo da se Kleopatra kupala u šampanjcu i da mogu postati razni fini šamponi, ali što god to značilo, oni tvrde da se jedno tako može otići u raj.
And they're called born again Christians. You got to be born again. Means, you know, you have to be baptized. You got to be born again. And not only in any Protestant church, you got to be baptized in my church or you're going to hell.
I mora svako se mora biti ponovno rođen, što znači da se mora krstiti, i to baš u njihovoj crkvi, a ne u bilo kojoj protestantskoj crkvi, ili ide u pakao.
So I had this sticker and it was in big letters that said born again and again and again.
I na toj naljepnici je pisalo ponovno rođen i ponovno rođen i ponovno rođen i ponovno rođen.
That's what I fear the most.
To je ono čega se ja najviše bojim.
But Krishna is saying that if you just try to understand my transcendental nature, then you will be able to get enough faith that you can surrender.
Ali Krishna kaže, samo ako pokušaš upoznati moju transcendentalnu prirodu, onda ćeš dobiti dovoljno vjere da se možeš predati.
For example, Srila Prabhupada.
Naprimjer, Srila Prabhupada.
There are many brilliant devotees who joined Srila Prabhupada in the 60s and 70s.
Postoje mnogi briljantni bhakte koji su se pridružili Šrila Prabhupada u 60-im i 70-im.
I don't include myself, so I'll say they. They worshipped him so nicely and they had so much faith in him.
Oni su ga obožavali na tako lijep način, imali su toliko vjere u njega.
Many of them were from very wealthy families.
Mnogi od njih su bili iz vrlo bogatih porodica.
Many of them had very good education or very high IQ, intelligence quotient.
Mnogi od njih su imali vrlo dobro obrazovanje i vrlo visok kvocijent inteligencije.
But they recognized Srila Prabhupada as a very great person.
Ali oni su prepoznali Srila Prabhupada kao zadivljujuću osobu.
Even scholars, there was one Australian scholar who was the world's most famous Indologist, and he recognized Srila Prabhupada as the greatest preacher of Vaishnava Dharma in the last century.
Šla pravo da su prepoznali znanstvenici, uključujući i najpoznatijeg indologa iz Australije, koji je prepoznao Šla Prabhupada kao najvećeg propovjednika vajšnavske filozofije u ovom stoljeću. To je prošlo.
But there were many, many people who did not recognize Srila Prabhupada.
Ali postojali su mnogi ljudi koji nisu prepoznali Srila Prabhupada.
There were even some people who thought him to just be an Indian businessman.
A neki su čak i mislili da je on indijski poslovni čovjek.
Why could they not see the difference?
Kako to da oni nisu mogli vidjeti razliku?
Because they were distracted by material agnostrium. By the material nature.
Jer su oni bili zbunjeni materijalnom energijom.
And they were not prepared to regulate their senses.
I nisu bili spremni da reguliraju svoja osjetila.
They were not prepared to undergo any kind of purificatory process.
Nisu bili spremni podvrći se bilo kakvoj vrsti procesa pročišćenja.
They just wanted to have a race.
Oni su samo htjeli imati trku.
with the cats and the dogs and the pigs and the camels.
Sa mačkama i psima i kamilama.
Who could become the biggest animal fastest?
Ko može postati najbolja životinja najbrže?
Because ahar nidra bhai maitunam cha dharmena hina pasubhi samanaha. In the Mahabharata, Vedavyas, well, actually, that was one sage was talking to Yudhisthira, but he's saying that as long as one is only eating, sleeping, mating, and defending without spiritual life, he's simply pasu or animal.
U Mahabharati jedan svetac je rekao Maharadžu Yudhishthiru, dok god se osoba bavi jedino aktivnostima jedine spavanja, branjenja i razmnožavanja, ako se ona bavi isključivo tim aktivnostima, nije bolja od životinje.
Now why do we have so many holy days?
A zašto mi imamo toliko svetih dana?
What do you think? Why do we have so many? We like to get time off work, or what? In the past, Indians just were lazy, or what was the reason?
Šta mislite, zašto postoji toliko praznika u našoj kulturi da ne moramo raditi, ili su se Indici voljeli ljenčariti u prošlosti?
Because there are so many great teachers and preachers in our line, so many scholars, so many powerful people.
Jer postoji toliko puno svetaca u našem nasljeđu, velikih učenjaka i moćnih ljudi.
And we can benefit so much by hearing from their experience and their instructions.
I možemo imati veliku dobrobit slušajući o njihovom iskustvu i slušajući njihove instrukcije.
Now, Lord Chaitanya did not write any books.
Gospodin Chaitanya nije napisao nikakve knjige.
He wrote 8 verses, that is it, Sikshastakam.
On je napisao samo 8 stihova.
But his immediate disciples, followers, the 6 Goswamis, they wrote so many books.
Ali njegovi neposredni učenici, Goswami, su napisali toliko mnogo knjiga.
In particular, Rupa Goswami, who was the senior most, wrote Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu.
Pogotovo najstariji od njih, koji se zvao Rupa Goswami, je napisao knjigu pod nazivom Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu.
Just recently I was talking to someone who had joined Krishna consciousness by reading one of Prabhupada's books.
Nedavno sam pričao s nekim koji se pridružio iskonu nakon što je pročitao jednu Šrila Prabhupadovu knjigu.
Or you could say a book of Prabhupada's teachings.
Pročitao jednu knjigu Šrila Prabhupadovih učenja.
And this man was a doctor and his wife was also a doctor.
Taj čovjek je bio doktor i njegova žena je također doktor.
Guess which book they read.
Pogodite koju knjigu su oni pročitali.
Nectar of Instruction? No, but that's a nice book.
Nije Nectar Instrukcija, ali je to fina knjiga. Life Comes
Any
from
other
life.
Nectar out there?
Life Comes from Life.
No, no. No.
One more chance.
Huh?
One more chance.
Okay, one more chance. What's your guess? What's the most read book? Who are the book distributors here? What's the most popular, most read book?
Mataji,
you tell. Yes.
Mataji.
Huh? Bhagavad Gita? Huh?
Science of Self-Realization.
Science of Self-Realization. More people read that book and are impressed than practically any other book.
Više ljudi pročitalo tu knjigu i bilo impresionirano od bilo koje druge knjige. Znači, nauka je samospoznanje.
Rupa Goswami wrote The Science of Bhakti Yoga.
Rupa Goswami je napisao knjigu pod nazivom Znanost o Bhakti Yoga.
Or Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu.
Ili Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu.
And there he describes what it takes to become Krishna conscious.
Tamo je on opisao šta nam je potrebno da bi postali svjesni Krišne.
Shruti, Smriti, Purana, Adi, Pancharatra, Vidin, Vidi, Aikan, Tiki, Harer, Bhakti, Utpat, Yaiva, Kalpate. We have to follow the authorized path as given in the scriptures and that is coming from the Vartman Acharyas, the pure devotees, the living pure devotees.
Moramo prakticirati svjesnost Krišne na autoriziran način kako je predstavljen u svetim spisima i na način na koji ga predstavljaju čisti bhakti.
Now, relatively speaking, Krishna consciousness is definitely easier than Ashtanga yoga.
Relativno govoreći, svjesnost Krišne ili bhakti yoga je puno lakša od Ashtanga yoga.
In Sati yoga, the method of yoga was the eightfold yoga of mysticism.
U Satya Yugi proces samospoznaje za to doba je bio osmerostruki mistični sistem yoga.
So even if you got to the stage of perfection or near perfection, there was every chance that you could fall down.
Postojala je velika šansa da padnete sa tog puta čak i ako ste dostigli savršenstvo ili ste bili blizu savršenstva.
What is today?
Danas?
What's today? I said in the beginning. Kali Yuga memories, come on. Janu Saptami. Who is Janu?
Who is Janu?
Son of? Gadi. Who's Gadi?
Who is Gadi?
Huh? Vishwamitra Muni. So Vishwamitra Muni was in Samadhi for 60,000 years.
Vishwamitra Muni je bio u samadhi 60,000 godina.
And just by hearing the ankle bells, ching 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 ching, of Menka, he fell down.
Samo time što je čuo zvuk nanogvica od Menake, on je pao.
Now I have noticed in Croatia, especially in Split and Zagreb, but other places too, more than in other places I go, that there are many, many beautiful menkas ringing their ankle bells.
Ja sam primijetio da u Zagrebu i Splitu pogotovo, a i na drugim mjestima, postoje puno menaka koje puštaju zvuk iz svojih nanogica.
Not to both. Not to both.
Ne, to se naravno ne odnosi na ženu svjesnosti Krišne.
I have to say that to protect my life.
Moram to reći da bi zaštitio svoj život.
Dvapara yuga, Treta yuga was fire sacrifice, yagya.
Treta yugi proces je bio vatreno žrtvovanje.
Pure brahmanas were required.
To su morali obavljati čisti brahmane.
Thousands of them.
Treba po njih tisuću za tako jagi ili žrtvovanje.
And if they made even one mistake in chanting their mantras, the whole sacrifice was ruined.
Ako bi napravili samo jednu grešku tijekom pjevanja tih mantri, cijelo žrtvovanje bi bilo uništeno.
You remember the story of Tlasta. He was doing a yagya to get a demon who would kill Indra. He wanted to come out of the fire, demon or a warrior who could kill Indra.
Tlasta je radio žrtvovanje s kojim je htio proizvesti demona ili ratnika koji bi mogao ubiti Indru.
But he made a mistake in chanting the mantra and out of the fire came a demon who would be killed by Indra.
A on je napravio na jednom mjestu grešku u mantri i iz vatre izašao demon koji će biti ubijen od strane Indre.
One of my Vaishnava Pradasha guru, Jayananda Prabhu, he was one of the first devotees to get second initiation.
Jedan od mojih Vatmana Pradarshaka guru, Jayananda Prabhu, on je bio jedan od prvih koji je dobio brahmansku inicijaciju.
So, Prabhupada gave the sacred threads, told the devotees the mantra, and then later on Jayananda was having a lot of trouble pronouncing the words.
I Šrila Prabhupada bi dao sveti konac i dao bi tu mantru i kasnije Jayananda imao puno problema sa izgovaranjem te mantre.
So then he went with Tamal Krishna Goswami to Srila Prabhupada and Prabhupada asked him to chant the mantra.
I onda on otišao sa Tamal Krishna Goswami pred Srila Prabhupada i Srila Prabhupada mu rekao da izgovori tu mantru.
And it didn't sound anything like what Prabhupada had told him.
To nije zvučalo ni blizu onog što mu Srila Prabhupada rekao.
So Prabhupada just put his head back and he had a good laugh.
A Srila Prabhupada je nagnuo glavu nazad i dobro se nasmijao.
He said, "You're hopeless."
Rekao mu je, za tebe nema nade.
But because you're so sincere, Krishna will accept your chanting.
Ali pošto si toliko iskren, Krishna će prihvatiti tvoje mantre.
But not in Treta Yuga.
Ali ne u Treta Yugi.
Dwapara Yuga was temple worship.
Dwapara Yugi se je bilo hramsko obožavanje.
I really hope we get a temple here in Zagreb soon.
Nadam se da ćemo uskoro imati hram ovdje u Zagrebu.
You deserve a nice temple.
Zaslužujete lijepi hram.
But there'll be lots of mistakes in your worship, believe me.
Ali u vašem obožavanju će postojati puno grešaka, vjerujte mi.
This is not the age for temple worship.
Ovo nije doba za hramsko obožavanje.
This is the age for Hari Kirtan.
Ovo je doba za Hari Kirtan.
And Bhakti Yoga. But still, even though it is the easiest, it is not easy.
Ali ipak, iako je to najlakši proces, nije lagan.
We have to understand that Krishna is a person, and we have to surrender to him.
Moramo shvatiti da je Krishna osoba i da mu se trebamo predati.
If Krishna came here personally, even this little girl here would surrender to him, I'm sure.
Da Krishna ovdje dođe osobno, sigurno bi mu se ova mala djevojčica predala.
But Krishna is here personally.
Ali Krishna je ovdje osobno.
We just have to have the eyes to see him.
Mi samo moramo imati oči da ga vidimo.
So, therefore, if it begins with chanting, and you're doing lots of nice chanting. Even for chanting, there are rules. Bhajan is one thing, and kirtan is another thing.
Stoga počinje se sa pjevanjem maha mantre i čak i to pjevanje ima svoja pravila. Postoji kirtan i postoji bhajan.
We should endeavor to perfect our chanting.
Trebalo bi se truditi da dovedemo svoje mantre do savršenstva.
There are 10 offenses.
Postoje 10 uvreda.
How many of us know those 10 offenses by heart?
Tko od nas zna ti 10 uvreda na pamet? Ili na ruku?
Not everybody.
Ne znam svi.
There are 4 regulative principles that help us to become more focused on our chanting.
Postoje 4 regulativna principa koja nam pomažu da se bolje usredotočimo na mantrenju.
I won't ask that question.
To pitanje neću postaviti kod slijedi.
But we should try to improve.
Ali trebalo bi se pokušati poboljšati.
The other day we read this verse, Api Chet Sudaracharo Bhajate Maham Ananya Bhav. Sadureva samantabhya samdhyavya vasito isaha. Krishna is prepared to forgive us if we make mistakes.
Prije neki dan smo pročitali stih u kojem Krishna kaže da je on sposoban da nam oprosti neke greške.
Even if we fall down.
Čak i ako padnemo.
Even if we commit some serious sinful activities.
Čak i ako napravimo neka ozbiljna grešna djela.
He'll forgive us once.
Oprostit će nam jedan put.
Twice.
Dva put.
Maybe thrice.
Možda tri put.
You can't take that license forever.
Ne možete takvu dozvolu imati vječno.
I drove from Split here to Zagreb. Well, I came from Lika with the eternal Bhakta in Zagreb, who is Ganzo. He's eternally a Bhakta.
Danas sam došao u Zagreb iz Like sa vječnim Bhaktom Genzom.
So sometimes he likes to test the power of the car.
On ponekad voli testirati moć automobila.
Now, if we get pulled over by a policeman and Gonzo says, "It's okay, officer, I have a license."
Ako nas zaustavi policija i Gonzo kaže, "Ja imam dozvolu, nema problema."
Yes, Prabhu, you have a license to go within the speed limit. You don't have a license to go 200 kilometers an hour.
I onda policajac kaže, da, Prabhu, imaš dozvolu da se voziš u skladu sa određenim limitima, nemaš dozvolu da se voziš 200 na sat.
So, cancer factor. He may never drive me again.
Genzo do zada, možda me više nikad neće voziti.
But we have to be serious about our spiritual lives.
Ali moramo biti ozbiljni u vezi našeg duhovnog života.
There is a lot of misery in this material world.
Postoji puno bijeda u ovom materijalnom svijetu.
And you don't want to come back again.
I ne želite doći ovdje ponovo.
And the only way you're going to prevent rebirth is by becoming serious now.
Jedini način kako možete spriječiti ponovno rođenje je da postanete ozbiljni sada.
And I must have been around the world at least once a year since 1978. So figure out how many times that is.
Ja putujem oko svijeta barem jednom godišnje. Ja putujem oko svijeta barem jednom godišnje, to je od 1978. Pa ako izračunate, to je oko 24 puta.
I've seen devotees on every continent, been in most of the temples in ISKCON, except for in the USSR. I haven't been in every place in the former USSR, but Africa, Australia, the Far East.
Bio sam u većini iskonovih hramova i centara po cijelom svijetu, osim možda u nekima nisam bio u Rusiji.
And I see that those who are sincere, they can overcome all difficulties and they can be successful.
I vidio sam da oni koji su ozbiljni, oni mogu nadići sve nedaće i biti uspješni.
I've seen devotees make wonderful improvement, quantum improvement when they try.
Vidio sam da bhakte mogu napraviti veliki ogroman napredak kada pokušaju.
So whether you are man or woman or a child or whatever, you can go back to Godhead. Mam hi partha vyapasritya yepi su papa yonaya striyo vaishas tatha sudras tepi yanti param gatim. You can overcome all your problems and go back to Godhead if you just try.
I svako se može vratiti kući nazad Bogu, bilo da je žena, muškarac ili dijete, jednostavno samo ako pokuša.
Material life is like that. Money doesn't just drop into your lap.
I tako isto i u materijalnom svijetu, nije da novac jednostavno pada u vaše krilo.
You have to try.
Morate pokušati.
And things are getting worse.
I stvari se pogoršavaju.
The economy is getting worse.
Ekonomija se pogoršava.
Anyone disagree with that?
ima neko ko se ne slaže s tim.
This man, get him for a donation after class.
Evo, ova osoba može da traži donaciju posle.
The economy in Croatia is getting a little worse.
Ekonomija u Hrvatskoj se pogoršava.
So you have to try for material things. You also have to try for Krishna's mercy. You'll get it, but you have to try for it.
I trebamo se truditi za materijalne stvari, isto tako se trebamo truditi za duhovne stvari. Dobit ćemo ih, ali treba se truditi.
So we're going to be having some more programs during the week, and I encourage you to try to come. Hare Krishna.
Imat ćemo još neke programe tijekom tjedna, ja vas ohrabrujem da dođete.